you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could go ahead with your name, please.
My name's Ryan. Last name is Cole.
Hey, Ryan. How can I help you today?
I tried setting up an appointment for a new service online, and it just kept buffering at the last tab I had to complete. So I just wanted to see if it went through, and if not, if I can just set up for Wednesday from 10 to 12, I think.
All right. I'll be more than happy to check on that for you. Could you spell your last name for me, please?
C-O-L-E. I was trying to set up a new service at a brand new apartment that just had it was just approved. Like, I called last week to do it, and you guys still had it listed as a warehouse.
Okay. And you said your first name is?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
I'm not seeing that in our system.
Yeah, I'm trying to set up it as a new customer for a brand new apartment that just got built. So like I said, I called last weekend. You guys still had it listed as a warehouse. But now it's the property owner spoke to you guys, and now it's ready to go. So I'm trying to
sign up.
I set it up on the website, like I said, and I just timed out on the last tabs. Like it has like a number countdown for each step, and I was, done with one, and was loading to. It already confirmed the appointment. It was confirming it for a second time for some reason, and then it just timed out.
Okay, no problem. I will be more than happy to sign you up for service. Okay. All right. Could I go ahead with the address, please?
35 Bruin, Bruyn Avenue, Kingston, 12401, and it's going to be unit 201.
Yeah, I'm having difficulties hearing you. Could you go ahead with your zip code, please?
12401.
And the house number?
It's going to be 201.
Okay, and you said it's O'Neill?
What's that?
What is the street's name?
Bruin, Bruyn Avenue.
It's not coming up in our system. Give me a moment, please. And you said 201 Bruin Avenue, right? In Kingston?
No, it's 35 Bruin Avenue, apartment 201. Brand building, they just set it up. You guys have to go in there and do what you gotta do. Brand new service.
Oh, there we go. And what's your apartment number?
201.
Okay, so 35 Bruin Avenue, apartment 201 in Kingston, right?
Bruin Avenue, Bruyn.
Bruyn, uh-huh. What okay. Service are you interested in?
The one that's originally, I think it's 1 gig up, 1 down, and then the $10 off for...
The auto pay?
Paperless, yeah.
Okay. Are you interested in getting the landline service?
Not, was it $25? Not right now.
Okay. All right. Do you rent or own the property?
Rent.
Okay, do you have the property owner's name?
I believe it'd be Stephanie Fickler.
I'm sorry?
Looking for the, I believe it's Stephanie
Stephanie?
Fickler. Yeah, Stephanie Fickler, Sickler. She's a property manager, I believe. I believe it's in her name.
Okay, and you said the last name is Sickler.
Yep.
Okay, and could I get her phone number as well, please?
Hold on a second. The 845-670-5665. I believe that's who the contacts would be. I mean, that's the property manager.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.
Do you know if the utility wires, do you know if they are through the air or under the ground?
I gotta imagine it's underground because it's brand new, and I don't remember seeing any poles out there.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Currently, yeah, just for like another week or so.
Okay, but they would be the same, right?
Yeah, by the time the billing goes through, it'll be that address, yes.
Okay. Your first name is Ryan,
AN, yes.
and your last name is Cole. Email address you'd like to add on file.
I have what's, because I signed up as RCOLE82 at iCloud.com.
Primary phone number.
So 845-750-2194.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text, which is preferred?
Probably email.
All right, I'm just going to read you a quick disclosure for the email. Do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay.
All right, so just to go over your order, you're interested in the 1 gig. Your address is 35 Bruin Avenue, apartment 201, Kingston, New York, 12401. You rent the property. You think the utility wires are underground, and in a few weeks your billing address would be different than your service will be the same as your service address.
Yes.
And you said you'd want to get the discount for the paperless billing and auto pay.
Yep. And I tried setting up the appointment for next Wednesday. Except they said that was the earliest time. I wasn't gonna say 10.
Okay, I can definitely look on that for you. All right, so for the auto pay and paperless billing, do you have your checking or savings account with you right now?
I can give you my debit card, right?
For the debit or credit card, it only takes $5 off.
I just gotta give you the checking account information. Okay, sure. I don't have the routing number if I need that right now.
Okay, so do you want me to choose the debit and credit card for the $5 off, and then when you're ready, you can change it on the online platform?
Sure, I just gotta get my card now. Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead with the card number.
Five, 3, 7, 1, 4, 6, 2, 0, 0, 0, 0, 5, 5, 5, 9, 2.
The expiration.
3:27.
And the CVV.
Seven, four, eight.
What's the cardholder's name?
It's Ryan S. Cole. Yeah, still on the plane there. I don't know if you need to book to hold it with the right address, but so it'll be on the plane's road address in Newport.
What's the
But
what would be the zip code for it?
12561.
How did you hear about Arch Top Fiverr?
Through the property manager, because you guys are at the building contract, I believe.
Right.
I'm really gonna get a gig upload speed.
Yeah, you're going to get 1 gig upload and getting the same for the download as well.
All right.
I'm going to read you a couple of disclosures and then I'm going to choose a date and time for you, okay?
All right.
All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a private network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, so the closest day you said you wanted it for Wednesday.
If there's something earlier than that, but that they showed that being the earliest, but is there anything after the first?
Oh no, the earliest date we have is on the 6th, which is the
Okay.
Wednesday.
All right.
You want it for 10 a.m.?
Please.
Okay, so November 6th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be getting two emails from Archtop. So one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service. And also to note, if you need that $10 discount, you need to go on that platform or call us before your installation date so that we can change it to your checking or savings account, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Well, that's it. I appreciate it.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of today and thank you for calling Orange Stop Fiber.
You too. Have a good day. Bye.